Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm David Martos. This is the 77th edition of the Mostra di Venezia, and we are with Jasmila Zmanic, director of Quo Vadis Aida. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for inviting me.
First of all, how is it leaving a huge festival like this with the mask, with the measures, with the security?
Oh, look, we had even a story before the festival, because as a Bosnian, I could not enter Italy if we don't spend 14 days somewhere else. Also, my main actors, who are from Serbia, could not enter Italy. So we put them on a seaside, which is not bad for them, and we went to Berlin in a kind of quarantine in order to enter Italy. So our story with the new measures started much before the festival. Mm-hmm. And of course, there are many things you forget to put mask, you forget to put it out. It's a completely new way of thinking. But I must say, it's so great the festival is happening. Yeah. Everybody is so enthusiastic, and I'm so happy that our film is here. And really, I'm grateful that Barbera said, yes, we will do it, because I know how much responsibility it is to do this kind of event.
Mm-hmm. Your film is placed and dated in 1995's Srebrenica. Everyone knows what happened there 25 years ago. Was it the right moment to tell this story, and why?
Look, we were not planning, we will do it this year or that year. You know, we started 5 years ago to finance it, to try to make it, and it took us really a long time, because it is, Bosnian production is very weak, and we had to do a lot of co-production, so it's 9 European countries involved in a film. Mm-hmm. And just luckily, we were filming it last year, because we didn't have all money, but producer Dan Ibrahimovic, he said, okay, let's do it, even if it's risky. And we were just thinking, what if he didn't say this? Mm-hmm. We would never be able to do this. Can you imagine 400 people every day on one closed location?
Yeah, of course.
So this was the last moment to do this film. Otherwise, it would be dead.
I'm begging you to pick up this microphone, because this one is not going properly. And my last quick question, because I know you have to run, is...
But did you hear anything, or it's okay?
I think it was heard. Which aspect of that conflict, of the killings, you think we're going to discover, or audiences all over the world are going to discover with your film?
No, I think it's a story from a female perspective. Mm-hmm. And I think this is not usual that we have war films from this perspective. And we decided, my team and me, never to show obvious and spectacular way of war or killings or other stuff. We think war is banality. It's just a platform for sociopaths and psychopaths, and even these big words like patriotism or democracy is just an excuse for making few people profit from it. So this is my attitude, and of course I couldn't film it in a different way, and maybe this is something which is not very often in war films.
It's very interesting to be in the room with the negotiators in the film, with the main protagonist, who is a translator. Jasmila, thank you very much for being with us today. Congratulations on the film. Good luck with the awards next week.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
This was an interview for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.